Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As you might can tell already from the pictures that were on the screen and from how well they did the song, we had a wonderful day of Bible school yesterday. There were 28 kiddos who came and participated. We had wonderful helpers. I want to give a special thank you to Tina Heitman, who organized and planned and prepared everything. Yes. We did all kinds of things yesterday before the day ended with a huge inflatable water slide that was a big hit. We read several Bible stories about water. We started by talking about the Red Sea and how God delivered the Israelites through the water, and then they got to play a game. We read this story about how Jesus, his first miracle, was turning water into wine, and for snack time, they got to turn water into grape juice and have goldfish. We had a little lesson about baptism, where we learned about Jesus's baptism and how when Jesus was baptized, God's voice said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased," and how Jesus was marked with love and is the joy of God's life. And we talked about our baptisms, how when we are baptized, we are marked with God's love and become God's children. And God says, "You are my beloved children, and you bring me great joy." We talked about the story where Jesus walks on water, which is our gospel lesson for today. And we got to do a science experiment. And before we had our lunch, we read the story about when Jesus washed his disciples' feet to show them that he loved them and he cared about them and that he wanted to serve them just as he wanted them to serve others. And so before lunch, we not only washed our hands, but we washed our feet as well. It was a wonderful day, and I'm so thankful that so many of you came back today to share that song with our congregation, because as we talked about, God is the one who gives us peace and love and joy. God gives us all the gifts that we have. And today it just worked out that one of the stories we read yesterday, Jesus walking on the water, is one of our gospel lessons for today. This gospel lesson appears in Matthew and Mark and in John. And it always follows the feeding of the 5,000. The writers of those Gospels felt that these two stories needed to go together to tell the story about who Jesus is and how he connected his identity for his disciples and for the crowd, which includes us. In both stories, Jesus turns the ordinary into extraordinary. In the feeding story, he anticipated that the people were hungry even before they had said anything, even before the disciples came to him. Clearly, the size of the crowd and the quantity of food that would require to feed 5,000 people, and that's just the men. If you include the women and the children, it was far more than 5,000 people. It would take a lot of food to feed 5,000 people. This task of feeding that many people was incredibly daunting to the disciples. So often we encounter needs among people that seem so daunting that the solutions are beyond human logic and beyond human comprehension. But Jesus shows us in this story that when a need seems beyond what we can comprehend a solution for, God alone knows how to meet that need. And Jesus didn't just meet the need of satisfying their hunger. They had far more than their fill. They ate and ate and ate until they were completely satisfied. And then when they gathered up all the food, there was far more left over than what they even began with. Jesus again reveals for us that, and for the disciples, that God's ability to act in surprising ways and to transform us from the inside out surpass all human expectations. God is always doing something remarkable, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. And a little bit later that night, the disciples are out on a boat, and they see Jesus walking on water. He is coming near to them. Part of why we chose waterworks for the theme of our VBS is because water is so significant in Scripture. Water, the word water, is mentioned over 720 times in Scripture. This is more than the word worship, more than the word prayer, more than even the words faith and hope. Water is mentioned over 720 times in Scripture. We can recount far more stories about water in the Bible than we told yesterday, but water isn't just significant in the Bible, it's significant in the world around us. 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. 60% of our bodies are made up of water. Our brain and heart alone are composed of 73% water. Our lungs, 83% water. Our skin is made up of 64% water. Even our bones are composed of water. 31% of our bones are made of water. Water is incredibly important for our survival, and it is important enough that the human body can go for more than 3 weeks without food, but it cannot go for more than 3 days without water. If we go for more than 3 days without water, we would die. We need water for our physical health, but Scripture reminds us that we need water for our spiritual health as well. And so in today's gospel lesson, God again uses the story of water to reveal who God is to us and to remind us that God uses water to create, to recreate, to sustain, to save, to heal, and to redeem. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus uses the water to help reveal to his disciples who he is. Now, we all know that the disciples, bless their hearts, were very slow learners. They, Jesus' closest friends, were over and over again eyewitnesses to all of the miracles that he did, the healings, the casting out of demons. Everything that Jesus did, they saw it in person with their own eyes, and yet they still didn't grasp who Jesus was and what he was doing among them. For example, in the story when the disciples were fighting over who's going to be the greatest and who's going to get to sit at your right hand, Jesus, Jesus says, you know what? The last will be first. The last. Jesus was turning the world upside down, and they just couldn't understand it. So on this evening, after witnessing Jesus feed far more than 5,000 people, they are out on the water. They had just witnessed Jesus perform yet another miracle, and they see him walking on the water toward him, again, doing something that completely defies human comprehension. And in this miracle, he uses the water and the walking on water to reveal himself to his disciples. In it, he reveals himself with the true divine name of God. Now, we miss this in the English. It's really not clear, because Jesus just says, it is I. How often do we do that? The phone rings, is Anna there? Yes, this is she. We say this all the time. Jesus says in our English version for today, it is I. But in Greek, it's very clear. The words in Greek are the divine name for God. Jesus says to the disciples, I am. It's the same words that God used when Moses asked God, when I come to the Israelites and say that the God of your ancestors sent me to you, what am I to say? And God says, tell them that I am has sent me to you. This divine name, I am, is a verb. God's name is a verb. It's not a noun. Any of us, if you say our names, it's a noun. I'm Anna. Person, place, or thing, I'm Anna. Judy, Norris, our names are nouns. God's name is a verb, and it's an active and absolute verb. And I think to think about God and God's name being a verb really shifts things. God is love. Love is a verb. God is a verb. God is always active, always moving, always doing something in the world. This is the name that Jesus reveals to the disciples in this story. Miracle after miracle, and now walking on water, he's coming to them. They are afraid, and he says, I am. He reveals himself to them as God. So yet again, God has revealed to his disciples and to us through water who God is. And God does just that for us in baptism as well. God reveals God's self as a forgiver of sins, as the giver of eternal life, as the loving parent who loves us so much that God adopts us as God's own children, in which God reveals to us in the water who we are. In baptism, we are God's beloved daughters and sons. This is our first, our primary, and our most important identity. The world around us tries to tell us that we have other names, but God reminds us over and over again in the waters of baptism that we are God's children. When we come to be baptized, we don't use last names. Because it doesn't matter to God where we come from, who we are, what our lineage is, what our family does. When we are baptized, I, Anna Elizabeth, am no longer Anna Elizabeth Carter. I am Anna Elizabeth, child of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. None of the things that the world tells us who we are matter at the font, because as one of the children reminded us yesterday, God doesn't love anyone more than God loves everyone else. God loves everybody the same. And so when we come to the font, it doesn't matter if we are male or female. It doesn't matter how old we are, if we're a little kid or if we're a grown-up. It doesn't matter what color our skin is. None of that matters. It doesn't matter that we are American or if we are Canadian or if we are from somewhere in Africa or Asia. None of these things that the world tells us are important at the font. What's most important at the font is who God is and who God tells us we are, that we are God's beloved children, and that God loves all of us the same. And so today, when you come forward to God's table to receive the very presence of Jesus in the bread and the wine, dip your hands in that water. Remind yourself that you have been marked with God's love and the sign of the cross. Remember who you are, and remember whose you are. Amen.